Good singing this morning. We're going to sing our offertory hymn at this time, There's Power in the Blood. Kind of goes along with Brother Joel's message today, and so I hope you'll take heart to the words and the message of the song. 329, we'll remain seated until the last stanza, and then stand to receive our morning offering. So let's sing together, Would You Be Free from Your Burden of Sin.
Blood of the Lamb. There is power. you join me in prayer? Lord and Heavenly Father, we come for your presence this morning, thankful for your love, your mercy, your grace, your patience, your kindness, your long-suffering. Lord, we thank you for your word that gives us nutrition, and Lord, and feeds us each and every day, Lord, that we may know how we should act and how we should be as Christians. And Lord, we just thank you for that. Lord, we ask this morning that you bless this offering. Lord, just multiply it for the furtherance of your kingdom. Lord, and in all things, may you receive honor and glory. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
There's power in the blood. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. What great singing as we open up the Word today. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, choir, youth choir, for leading us as we worship today. As we think about the Lord's Supper, we think about the power in the blood of Jesus. Revelation chapter 12 is our passage of Scripture for today that we're going to look at real quickly before we celebrate the Lord's Supper together, so that we can have our minds and our hearts focused on the blood of Christ as we celebrate what the blood of Christ means for us as the church and the body of Christ. Halfway through the tribulation, Satan and his demonic hordes were cast to earth from heaven. His time is now short, and earth was warned that Satan's rage would be fully unleashed. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 12. Then there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And the dragon lost the battle, and he and his angels were forced out of heaven. This great dragon, the ancient serpent, called the devil, Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, and boy, how true that is, was thrown down to earth with all of his angels. Then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, "If it has come at last, salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night. And they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb. And they have defeated him by their own testimony of faith. And they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. They rejoice, therefore rejoice, O heavens. And you who live in the heavens, rejoice. But terror will come on the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you in great anger, knowing that he has little time left." So, John, the Revelator, tells us that two things will overcome the devil. Two things will overcome evil and the evil that is all over our world. Two things: the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of the saints. So the blood of Jesus will overcome all of the evil and the testimony of those who claim Christ as Savior and Lord. Dave Kiesley writes, "The shed blood of Christ is a raging torrent, powerful enough to overcome and defeat Satan and every enemy of God. The second weapon is the word of their testimony, the word of our testimony in Christ Jesus." He then writes, "What words could possibly," I mean, so think about it, how powerful can words possibly be? "What words could possibly defeat Satan? How could mere words be sharp enough, explosive enough, to be effective in defeating the strongest enemies of God?" Well, he says, here is a perfect example. "I repent of my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, and that he is my Savior and my Lord. Once I uttered those words, accepting who Jesus is in relation to God, and in declaring who he is to me, my Lord, my Savior, through his death, burial, and resurrection, then Satan and his demons were overcome at that point in my life. The attacks haven't stopped, but he is now like an old, spent lion, still roaring, but without teeth or claws." How great is that testimony? How powerful is that word for us who follow Christ in the world that we now live in? So today, as the body of Christ, already in the early worship, we've joined together around the table of our Lord to celebrate the Lord's Supper. Now here we are in our second worship service, our traditional worship service, and once again, the body of Christ joining together around the table of our Lord. So it is a great time that we celebrate. We celebrate the salvation that is ours in Christ Jesus, and it should be a celebration of our salvation. When I die, when I pass from this life to the next, whether that is today or 30 years from now, whether that's by a heart attack or that is by a car accident or whatever the case may be, but at some point, whether it's the second coming of Christ or I pass, one of the two is going to happen, and I'm going to go from this world to the next world. And when I do that, when that happens to me, then I am going to be ushered into the glories of heaven with my Savior and Lord Jesus Christ because of all that He has done. So when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we are celebrating salvation. Yes, that is true. That is powerful. It is the primary part of our celebration. However, that's not all that it is. What a mistake we make as the body of Christ when we think that all that Christ has done for us is given to us salvation so that we can go to heaven when we die. Oh, that's wonderful, but there's so much more to what Jesus has done for us. So when we celebrate today the Lord's Supper, we are celebrating all that Christ has done from the foundation of the earth. All that Jesus has done, we celebrate all that Jesus is doing right now all over our world. All over our world right now, in places that are war-torn. Battles that you and I here in America can't even begin to understand or fathom. In all of the mess of our world, literally all over the world, people right now are coming to faith in Jesus all over our world. As we preach this sermon, as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, as we worship together, as the choir sings, all that we're doing in these few moments that we celebrate together, people all over the world are coming to faith in Jesus Christ. So we celebrate all that He's done, we celebrate all that He's doing right now, and we celebrate all that He is going to do. His story is not over. It is not complete. And we celebrate all that Jesus is going to continue to do in our world, in our lives, all the way throughout eternity. We declare with Paul, who says in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 1, so now there is no condemnation. We're no longer condemned because of our sin. There's no longer any condemnation for those who know Christ and those who have trusted and belong to Him. The old song that we sang in both worship services today. So Ken had a different version of the old song, There's Power in the Blood, in the early worship. And then we sang the great old hymn just a few minutes ago, There's Power in the Blood. It kind of slipped up on me this week. Earlier in the week, I looked at Ken. I said, oh, Ken, I should have told you a couple of weeks ago so that you could have been prepared for it. And I'm so sorry. I apologize to you. But I'm quoting at the end of the sermon for the Lord's Supper. I'm quoting the great old hymn, There's Power in the Blood. And Ken said, well, second worship service and this one, that won't be any problem. We'll just add it as a great old hymn. But I'll work on something as far as early worship is concerned. And you guys, I'm telling you, it was fabulous how the praise team, Ken and Scotty, had put this thing together, the great old hymn, There's Power in the Blood. According to how you were raised, according to the church that you were raised in, whether it was way out in the country somewhere, or whether it was a big downtown church, wherever that was, we sing it totally different ways, don't we? You either sing it, there's power, P-O-W-E-R, or there's pyre, P-I-R-E. But it means the same exact thing. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. And there's power in the testimony of those of us who say, I repent of my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Along with Martha, yes, Lord, I declare, I agree, You are the Messiah, You are the Christ. And I make Him the Lord and Savior of my life. There's power in the blood. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you war evil, a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. The shed blood of Jesus brings power. And the awesome power of my testimony brings power. It is unequaled. It is undefeated. Thank you, Jesus, for your finished work on the cross. So today, as the body of Christ, we join together around the table of our Lord to celebrate the shed blood of Jesus the testimony of our faith in Him. Yesterday, Jadis and I, we spent a couple of hours in the morning and afternoon at our alma mater, Samford University, where we both graduated. And it was homecoming, so we went back and we celebrated with a bunch of our old friends, and it was a lot of fun. Before we did the homecoming thing, though, there was a worship service at Beeson Divinity School where my close friend, Tom Fuller, who preached at my 25th anniversary at this church a couple of years ago, and Tommy is the associate dean of the Beeson Divinity School. So he preached this incredible sermon about the stones, the living stones still speak. And he went through Genesis and Joshua, 1 Samuel, about the living stones and how they still speak. And oh my goodness, it was just such an incredible, powerful sermon. And then we all went out and we went down to our tailgate, the tailgate of all of my old buddies that had this tailgate at Samford University. And I saw an old friend of mine that I hadn't seen in years. We looked at each other and said, how long has it been? Well, who can count that long anymore? We talked. He asked me, you're a pastor, you're a preacher, you study the Word. What do you think about all this mess? So we talked, and we talked about Abraham and Isaac and Ishmael, and we talked about the Old Covenant. We talked about the New Covenant in Jesus, and then we talked about the history of that part of the world and the history of our part of the world. And we just talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. But finally, I came to the point, I said, I don't want to oversimplify this. I said, however, really, I want to fall on this. Tomorrow, I'm going to be standing in front of our people in the early worship and in the late worship. And we're going to be reading Revelation chapter 12. And in Revelation chapter 12, as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, I told him, it talks about the power to overcome evil is by the blood of the Lamb, our perfect sacrifice. And the power of our testimony of our faith in Christ Jesus. So, all that we've talked about, I'm confident that you and I, as I said to him, that you and I are 100% right, that everything we're saying is 100% correct. Obviously, we know everything that there is to know about all that goes back to that. I said, but I do know this. Here's where I'm going to fall. No matter what's going on, there's power in the blood of the Lamb. And there's power in the testimony of my faith in Christ Jesus. And church, in the world that I live in, I don't know how I would live without that. I can't imagine trying to navigate the treacherous waters of this world without the power of the blood and the power of my testimony of my faith. Father, I thank you for that great word today, and I thank you that we can talk about all of the evils of the world, and there are a lot of evils. I can't imagine trying to navigate the world that I live in without the power of the blood, because that's where I ultimately fall. The power of the blood of Christ and the testimony of my faith in Jesus. And whatever happens, that will never change. That will always bring victory. Always. What a powerful testimony for me to know that ultimately, because of Jesus, I win. There's no chance of losing with Jesus. Man, Father, thank you for that testimony of faith. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Deacons, if you'll come. Jesus was celebrating the Passover meal with his closest friends, his disciples, and they, in that Passover celebration, celebrating about God's deliverance of his own people, Jesus instituted what we now call the Lord's Supper, communion, in his body and his blood. He took bread, representing his body, on the cross for us, he being our substitute. He passed it to his disciples. Father, thank you for the body of Christ as our substitute on the cross where we should have been. Thank you, Father, that you hung on that cross for us, in our place, taking our sin and our condemnation on yourself. And now, for those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. Thank you, Father. We simply do not have the words to express to you our gratefulness and thankfulness for the life that is ours in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Next one. Bread first.
We'll let you slide this one time. Jesus said, "This is my body which is given for you. Take and eat." He then took the cup, representing the blood of Christ, blessed it, gave it to his disciples. Father, thank you for the cup of blessing, the blood that was spilled for us to cover our sin. Thank you, Father, that you, in our place, took our sin and you covered it with your precious blood. In Christ we pray. Amen. said, "This is my blood which is spilled for you. Take and drink." Invitation that we're going to sing is nothing but the blood. If you've never trusted Christ, we encourage you today. Trust Jesus. Without Christ, you're on your own. With Jesus, you have the testimony of your faith, and we trust that you'll trust Him today. For those of us that do know Him as Savior and Lord, boy, let that just resonate in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. The power of the blood of Jesus and that testimony of our faith. Father, thank you so much for the gift of life in Jesus. In all things today, we celebrate the life that you've given to us in Christ Jesus. In His name we pray. Amen. Do that now as we stand, as we sing.
I can wash away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
Be seated real quickly. This morning in our early worship, one of our young boys, Connor Hasty, was baptized. He trusted Christ as his Savior and Lord several weeks ago. Micah baptized him in early worship. So the next time you see Connor, make sure you say a word of encouragement to him. Tonight, we've got trunk or treat, 5:30 to 7. So out on the back parking lot, it's one of the fun nights of First Baptist Church. So you want to be here and be a part of that. It's a lot of fun. All right, what do we got? We've got Operation Christmas Child. We're starting the boxes starting today. So right out here at the library, you'll have boxes. And then the thing that will give you the idea about what to do with the box and how to put the box together and what to put in the box. And so the little pamphlet that you can grab for that. And then you have until the 19th of November to bring those back. All right, next. Men's prayer breakfast is this Saturday, 7 to 8 in the Fellowship Hall. Men's, come be a part of that. Our Thanksgiving luncheon for our senior adults, Salute to the Veterans. It is Saturday, November the 11th, 11 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. Sign up on the old Lord's Supper table. Already a lot of people that are signed up to be a part of senior adults to be a part of that. Next Sunday, we will have the election of our deacons. We will not have election of committee on committees. We had two that were nominated, both accepted and said that they would serve. So we won't have election for committee on commercial, so committee on committees. So if you come next Sunday and you're thinking, I thought we did deacons and committee on committees. Well, we don't have to do committee on committees next week. But next week, we will have our ballots in the back, and we'll bring those to you. You'll get them emailed this week, and you'll have it. You can bring it with you, either one, but you have to be in person in order to vote. That will be next Sunday. Keep that in mind. Our Women on Mission, it's Thursday, November the 9th, not Thursday, November the 8th, so keep that in mind, ladies. Next Saturday night, we turn back our clock, so keep that in mind as we come to worship next Sunday morning. All right, so how are we going to close, Ken?
With the doxology.
With the doxology. Just all standing. Close singing the doxology.
Praise God from